Hey, good morning. Y94 on the Playhouse in the morning, 8:30 in the morning, zero. Amy K, Joel D, talking about overprotective parents. Two-thirds of adults think they grew up with an overprotective parent when they were kids. And we're curious, in what way were your parents overprotective? 2378, text 35270. Amy K, why do you seem like somebody that maybe had a little bit of overprotection in their life?
I really didn't. Yeah.
Maybe that's why she ended up this way.
Right?
I think so. So yeah. But the one time where I was embarrassed about like how overprotective, and I think my mom was doing it, she meant it nicely. However, it embarrassed me. I've told you this story before, Zero. Joel, I don't know if you know it, but this is one of the worst days of my life. So I tried out for I tried out for our POMS team. Me and all my friends, we all wanted to join the dance team. And I then was going on vacation because it was over the summer and they were going to put the list of who made the team. So I was back home visiting family in Chicago. My friends called me. We all made the POM squad. We were so excited. My family got me a cake and they said, congrats. And I was so happy to be on the team now with my friends. I show up to the first day of practice and the coach comes to me and says, excuse me, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm here for practice. And she said, what? I said, yeah, my name was on the list. And I sent her, like, I showed her, I had a picture on my phone. And I said, yeah. And she said, actually, I need to bring you in the hallway. I accidentally printed out the list of everybody who tried out for the team and not everybody who made the team.
Made the team?
Do you want to know the worst part about this? It was only me and another girl. Why not just let us both be on the team?
Could make room for two more.
Yeah. Teach us how to dance. That's what the point is.
Teach us how to dance. You can't teach somebody you got rhythm or you don't got rhythm.
You teach us how to dance. I hate that woman still, but she made us leave, so I had to call my mom.
I didn't actually make the team, Mom. She printed out the wrong list.
It was me and Kathy Herkert. Can you give us a ride home? And my mom then called the school and talked about how inappropriate it was that this happened. How do you not double check a list? And you brought my daughter's confidence down and all this. And she demanded that I was on the team and they need to bring me back.
No.
And that made it worse. So then the coach came and talked to me and apologized and said, you know, I would like you on the team. No, you didn't, because you kicked me out already. So
you had your opportunity to get the pity edition and you didn't even take the pity?
I couldn't. It was so humiliating and embarrassing. And my mom just wouldn't drop it. The principal and vice principal were trying to make it up to me. And I just said, no, I'm not joining your terrible dance team.
What were they called? That's important to the story.
Well, we were the Taylorville Tornadoes. I don't know. We were the POM squad.
Okay.
You know what? A tornado finally got them. That's what you get for having a mascot as a tornado, worshiping a mascot as a tornado. Now so you got hit.
Amy K, I feel so bad in just learning this story. I think Zero and I...
Do you think that's why I am the way I am?
No, I think Zero and I are going to let you do a dance audition for us. And you can be a Y94 dancer.
I would like to see if one of the local high schools would let me just on a special day.
Hey, let's put that out there. I like that. I was just going to be like, you'll always be a Taylorville tornado-er to us. But I like that better. Is there anybody that has connections to a local dance team, whether that is through the high school or junior high school or just for kicks or any of that stuff? Amy wants to live out her dreams of learning a full-on dance routine with a group of girls and getting to, because she never got to be on the dance team, this could be her opportunity to finally be on the dance team.
And it was my senior year. Can I say I did dance, like private dance classes throughout like most of my life. I was in ballet, I did jazz, I did all this other stuff. So I don't get how I didn't make it my senior year.
Obviously your parents got ripped off in those classes.
Did your mom use a Groupon for that?
I did cheerleading. I was on the cheerleading team. I was like captain of my cheerleading squad in middle school. I don't understand how I had moved to a complete different town and city and everything.
Yep.
And so but then I didn't make the team. It just,
you weren't part. Yeah, you weren't in the in crowd or not in
and
crowd.
And it was
but you
a little
like part of it
small,
yet.
Hillbilly town. Yeah.
Well, we'll put that. That's thing number one, I guess. Put that out there. If anybody's got those connections, we'd love to get Amy.
Someone already did offer
on the dance squad. I think
Hankinson.
That'd be good. Let's work that out.
I would love to see that.
Bit of a haul out.
Yeah. Do you want to see it because I'm going to be reliving dreams, or do you want to see it to see how miserable I am at dancing?
No, I wanted to see you live out your dream.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, if we might find out if your parents used a Groupon to get you those dance.
Yeah, maybe did.
I've done
bit.
Dancing my whole life. Ice skating. I don't understand how. I think I'm good.
Okay.
Okay, we'll find out, I guess.
We got that out there. But, it's out there.
Yeah, my mom really tried to, and I know she was just doing something nice, but it was too embarrassing. And then it's like, just drop it, okay, Mom?
So maybe it's something like that. Maybe it's something like just strict rules. Your overprotective parent stories at 237. It's text 35270. You been there before?
Hi. Okay, so you want to know how overprotective my dad is?
We do.
I wasn't allowed to wear anything that was above my knee, like shorts, skirts, dresses, until sixth grade.
Okay, and that's when he was finally like, wear what you want, I guess.
That makes sense. If I had a daughter... I mean, sixth grade, that seems early to me.
Your knees, Joel. Your shorts are above your knees.
Yeah, but look at these white chicken legs. Ain't nobody going like, hey, nobody's catcalling me.
Well, your knee, though.
I wouldn't say nobody. Pretty good.
I think knee is a little bit too long. I remember like we had the rule where you had to have your arms down and where your fingers landed on your leg, like that's at school. It couldn't be above that.
I do not understand that measuring whatsoever.
Like if I stood up. You don't know how this, like you have to stand up and then you put your arms down at your legs and then where your fingertips go.
A couple inches above your knee.
Yeah, but still, you think about shorts. Think about summer.
But you have like really long legs, so your knee, I feel like you're, that's a mini skirt that you'd
wear.
That is not a mini skirt.
You're crazy.
I would not let you out of the house. Maybe high school, but even then, college, do what you want.
Boy, you get to show a lot of booty, though, if you got some long arms on you, huh?
Right.
Wow.
No, it would be, you
short
would be
arms
covered
if you got,
more.
If you got short
arms. You need short arms.
Oh, yeah, you want short arms. if you have, like, little T-Rex arms, boy, you get to show it all.
Just wear a bathing suit,
I was going to say, was she even allowed to wear a bathing suit, or was she the one who had to always wear, like, shorts and the T-shirt? I remember everybody had that one girl in school who was like, my parents are making me wear this.
Overprotective parent, hello.
Well, I'm 24 now, but when I was growing up, I wasn't allowed to have any boys or anyone over at the house. My dad would actually break bricks and say it would be the person's head.
Oh, that's horrifying.
break bricks?
Hi-ya!
Like, that's weird.
Like taekwondo karate style, like breaking boards and bricks.
The whole thing's creepy, honestly.
It's terrifying.
237, it's text 35270. Over protective parents. Are you seeing some texted ones, Amy K?
Yeah, somebody said, someone did say, though, having an overprotective parent is a blessing. Having one that doesn't care is traumatizing. Someone else said, I once asked for Legos for Christmas, and I told I couldn't have them because I might make them into something like shaped as a gun. Another person said, this happened to a friend of mine. Me and a group of friends went to see a movie, and my friend was on one end of the row, and her mom was on the way other end. She had to tag along with us, and an inappropriate adult scene came on, and her mom started yelling the girl's full name from across the theater row for her to close her eyes.
What? Protective parent. Hello.
I'm 17 right now, and my dad, he has to meet every single one of my friends before I go out with them.
Oh, okay. So he's still like, all right, I want to know who these people are. And you got an overprotective parent?
Well, we were at like a party, like a get-together, and my boyfriend at the time and my dad were in the garage, and I was off with some friends somewhere else. And all of a sudden, everybody comes and gets me and says, my dad... Everybody had a few drinks, and then my dad asked him if we had slept together, and he said yes, and I guess my dad just reached out and grabbed his throat and choked him out.
What good was to, what did Dan think was going to come from that?
Right.
Why would that have come up?
And why wouldn't he lie? No, not at all. I treasure her. She is my princess. We would never do that. I only bought her tacos.
Hey, you're getting a lot of people that want to teach you how to dance.
Do I need to be taught how to dance, or do I just want to join a team? I want to be included.
I don't feel like I have enough intel to answer that question, I guess.
That's why we're having the audition.
Yeah.
I have to audition for this again?
That's what it is.
You guys are making me relive my high school nightmare?
Yes, we may under the table.
Well, I mean,
like,
when you put it that way.
What are you going to print off? Just a blank piece of paper with no name? No one made it this year. Sorry, Amy.
We're going to put up a list. It's just say, like, Mandy Morgan, Amy Kay, Joel D, zero. And you'll get into a room like, oh, why are you here?
Yeah, What are you doing here?
Like, maybe, hey, you know what, though? Sometimes that's how you get over stuff is living it again.
You guys, what, do I have to go join a high school and try out for a dance team and let all the high school kids beat me?
Yes, we're going to have
there
an audition.
Go.
Wait,
there
why
you
are we being so negative? What if I actually made a team?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't know. Like, you moved to a smaller town. Obviously, they already had the clique, right, that was in the dance and the cheer, whatever it was. Then you moved to this town. So it's like Mean Girls 2.0, where you get to actually relive it and show and shine.
And I think it's because the dance coach, her son was in my grade, and I don't know if the son didn't like me or what. I swear, she just had it out for me.
Well, and you know, every school has this thing it's known for, like, you know, them Moorhead Spuds, really good at the hockey, right? Really, really good at the hockey, and them Taylorville Tornadoes, yeah. Really, really, like, they're nationwide, they're known as the high school for dance. So, I mean, you could walk into just some random school and just blow them away.
Someone said, make sure to have my name on the list and then tell me that I didn't make it after, like, the second or third practice. No, if I tried, I would cry just reliving it all over again. Oh. I'd call my mom. Mom, can you come? You got to talk to him.
This
tell him to let me
to
make
happen.
The team.
This needs to happen.
Hey, if we find somewhere that lets you dance, can we invite your mom? You want Kathy to come see that? See your little girl finally do it?
I don't. She's seen me dance before. I did
but
classes
sober?
My whole life.
Sober?
Yeah, as a child I danced.
Oh, that's, yeah. But so it's been a while, though.
It has been many, many years.
It's been a while since Amy Kay's been on the dance floor.
Coming up this hour.
Going commercial free here for a couple of...
That didn't... Yeah, you could take that
commercial free for well over an hour and a half. And also Celebrity Sizzler on the way, including the very strange way that Johnny Depp showed one of his exes, not Amber Heard, romance. It involved him putting a gift for her in his body.
Everybody dance now!
Say, Jamie!
Hey!